Well, it's good to be a big box store during a pandemic, apparently, if Walmart, Home Depot, and Target are an example. They all came out with their second quarter results, and they just nailed it big time. Walmart, their e-commerce sales in the U.S. jumped up by 97%. That's as customers are having packages either shipped to their homes or they were using curbside pickup at the store. Same store sales for Walmart, they grew by 9.3%. Food, general merchandise, primary catalyst for that. They posted their biggest earnings surprise in 31 years. Thanks in a great deal to the stimulus checks, those $1,200 checks that people got. So it makes you wonder what's going to happen when or, well, if there's another one of those checks. Home Depot, their profits jumped 25%, $4.33 billion. Net sales rose 23.4%, easily topped expectations. Digital sales doubled, customers picking up about 60% of their orders in stores. Same store sales for Home Depot up 25%. Average purchases rose 10% compared with the same time last year to $74 per purchase. Sales of $1,000 or more went up 16% as well, so there was nothing bad that Home Depot could say. And as far as Target's concerned, I think those first two sets of numbers were spectacular. Target sales online and at stores open for at least a year jumped by 24.3%, which is an all-time high for Target. E-commerce sales and curbside pickup up by more than 700%. Target attracted 10 million new digital customers and picked up $5 billion in market share in the first half of the year. I said that's great news for big box stores, but doesn't eliminate the smaller businesses like, well, maybe you, for example. There's always a way to adapt. Jack Welch, when he used to head General Electric, was always a huge proponent for his company of diversification. The more you're in, the greater chance for success you're going to have, as evidenced by GE of today, which narrowed its focus and went from a $30, $40 stock down to a $6 stock. But every business, including yours, can adapt. If you didn't have a strong web presence, if you had no web presence, that could be quickly, very easily, very economically developed. Curbside pickup, anyone can do. We've seen restaurants, with the cooperation of cities and towns, expand outdoor dining. Mention the morons at the one gym in Bryn Mawr. There are other gyms who had the right idea. They moved their equipment outside into designated areas. But you know, you're kind of a strong person if you hopefully run and operate a gym, so hoisting the equipment in and out should be something you'd be able to do. But that's really how every business, every size can adapt and create revenue in order to survive.